First time ever in the history. Bez Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moir of David Simen of Yosef. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Samach Beis, and we left off at the words Ihachi, which many people actually erase the words Ihachi. It's a question in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, how exactly to explain those words. The simplest pshat is letting go of the words Ihachi. But, says the Gemara, Ish Kiafli Neder Berkecha. Shraga, your first name is Evan, no? Yeah, I thought so. Good morning, Evan. Here we go. Ish Kiafli Neder Berkecha Be'erchen Lamali. Why do I need the word Ish by the parsha of Erchen? I can learn it out from Nedarim. We just learned in yesterday's daf that the word Ish teaches me that a guy does have some chelik in Erchen, even though a guy himself cannot make the vow of Erechin, but if a Jew would point to a guy and say the value of a guy is upon me, then a guy would be included in Erechin. But the Gemara says, why do I need that? I could learn it out from the Darm. Ish ki afli neder berkecha be'erechin lamali ba'arachin. Why do I need the word ish? Michti. Let us see. Ha'iskish Erechin l'darim. We know we have a hekish that compares Erechin to Nedarim. Da'amar kra, because in the word of Erechin, In the parsha of Erechin, it mentions the Durim. So you have a hekesh, ish ki yafli neder berkecha. The Torah says if a man shall take a neder while he's doing Erechin, meaning Erechin is a type of neder. V'hatanya, and we learned in a brisa, gabi nedarim. Ish, ma tam malama ish, why does the Torah say ish twice by nedarim? L'rabos, it's over the kuchavim. That a non-Jew is allowed to take Nedarim. So I know already from there that not only is a non-Jew included in Nedarim, a non-Jew is included in Erechin. So Ish Kiafli Be'Arachin Lamalis, why do I need the word Ish when it comes to Erechin? I can learn it out from Nedarim. Answers the Gemara, Ella, hi Ish. The extra word Ish in Erechin, Mibayle Lasuy Mufla Samach L'Ish, to teach me a special halacha by Nedarim and by Erechin, that even a 12-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl who's 1 year before Bar and Bas Mitzvah, if they're old enough to understand what Nedarim and Erechin mean, that they're also included in Nedarim and in Erechin. So, as long as he knows, why is he called a mufla? Because the word hafla means to explain. Rashi on, good morning, Dr. Joe. Well, we got Evan Shrag here. Rashi on Shmos Perik Ches Pasuk Yud Aleph on the word v'hiflesi by almost as Eretz Goshen. So Rashi explains that it means explain. So in other words, a mufla is a guy who knows, a kid who knows how to explain what a neder means, but others say no, mufla means to separate. To separate, like I separated, it means a language of separating. So this kid is separated from all the other kids because he really understands what nedarim. Now, there's a machlokas, which we're going to see, we saw earlier, and we're going to see later on as well. There's a machlokas, good morning. Good morning, David Yeshua. There's a machlokas whether or not this din of mufla samach leish that a 12-year-old boy or 11-year-old girl can take nedarim, is that a din doraisa? Or is it really a din derabanan? So now the Gemara's going to have to challenge that. If you're learning it here from a pasuk, so then obviously sounds like a din doraisa. Says the Gemara. Good morning, Mordechai. Says the Gemara. Hani chalaman damar mufla samach leish doraisa. This makes sense if you hold that fact that a 12-year-old boy... some water, Joe. A 12-year-old boy or an 11-year-old girl can do nedarim. That's a din doraisa. So then it makes sense. We can learn it out from this pasuk ish. El aman damar derabanan. But the opinion that says that the whole din of mufla samach leish is only din derabanan. Ish kiafli lamali. So what's the word ish coming to teach me? Obviously, it's not teaching me mufla samach leish. It's only din derabanan. Thank you very much, Joe. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shach Hashem Yirbo. Amen. Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers, La suye muf mufla samach l'ish de oid kochavim. to teach me that even a non-Jew, wow, so paradoxically, even though a Jewish 12-year-old boy would only be a Din D'Rabbanan, but the opinion that holds that a Jewish 12-year-old boy is only Din D'Rabbanan would agree that a non-Jewish 12-year-old boy can take Nedarim, that would be a Din D'Oraisa. Wow. How in the world could that be if a Jewish 12-year-old boy is only Din D'Rabbanan? So the Rishonim explain, the Rosh explains this way, and Tosis on yesterday's daf, Dibur Maschil Hanicha, it's actually the bottom Tosis on Samach Aleph and Beis. Take a look for a second. Hanicha, Laman Domer, Mesechs Nidin, Dorais, Laman Domer, Drabana, Maikon, Laman. Lasui, Mufla, Samach Lish, Do'ovid, Kochav. The Dover Tebahu, the Tosis is bothered by this question. To be Yisrael, less element Drabana, a Jewish 12-year-old boy can only take the Darim, Midrabanan. Uv'ovdin Kochav, Misei, but a guy, but a non-Jewish 12-year-old boy is going to be Chayv and Darim, Doraisa, Uperishri. Devada Yisrael, Delo Havi Bechlal, Bal Yachel Ad Havi Godo. A Yisrael is included in the words Lo Yachel Devaro only when he's a Gadol. So when he's a Gadol, me Yisrael Bayachel, he'll be Shin called the lesser Bayachel, lesser Baflo. So we dash in Midaraisa since the din of Lo Yachel Devaro. He doesn't get lashes for violating a Neder, and therefore, even if he's a Katan, if he's a 12-year-old, he's not included. Look at the last line. Avil Ovid Kochavim. But a guy who's not included in the lo yachal devaro, so therefore you have room to include even a 12-year-old because it doesn't depend on bal yachal. That's what Tosa says, because a guy is not going to get lashes if he doesn't keep his neder. The din is he does have nedarim, but he doesn't get lashes. He's not in the parish of lo yachal devaro, so you're open to include even a 12-year-old. That's what Tosa says. Other Rishonim give other answers to this. The Meiri adds that there's no difference by over the Kochavim between a Gadol and a Katan, because once he knows what Nedarim are, Nidrei Hekdesh are not included in the Onesh to distinguish between a Gadol and a Katan. The Mefarish writes, don't ask how could a guy be more strict than Yisrael, because we find a number of places that the Torah is more strict by Goyim than by a Yisrael. This would be one of those exceptions to the rule where the Torah is more strict, that a guy who's 12-year-old is a Din D'Oraisa, that he's included in the parasha of Nedarim and Arachim. Now, the Gemara now is going to mention the Machlokas that we alluded to in yesterday's daf between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Yesterday we mentioned that Rabbi Meir holds that a guy cannot make a vow of Arachim, but he could be evaluated, right? Good morning, Yitzhak Ari. But Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Meir's shita. I'm sorry. Yesterday we mentioned Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that a guy can be evaluated, but he can't do an evaluation. Rabbi Meir holds the opposite, and now we're going to mention his opinion. Says the Gemara, Hani chalamando amar b'nei Yisrael ne'erachin ve'ein ovde k'chav ne'erachin. Yachal lo yumarichin tamalomar ish shapir. Right, so again, I think I got confused between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda again. Rabbi Yehuda holds that from the words B'nai Yisrael ne'arachin, ve'inon chav ne'arachin, but they can be marich. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So then you could say, you can include even a 12-year-old guy that he also can make. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, yesterday we learned the din of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who says that a guy cannot make a vow of Erechim, but he can be, a Jew can point to him and say, I want to donate your value. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda says a guy can make a vow of Erechim, but he can't be evaluated. So says the Gemara. Hani chalamando amar. The Gemara that we just said, that a 12-year-old non-Jew is included, that he also can make a vow of Erechin, a non-Jew. That makes sense, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that in fact a guy is allowed to make a vow of Erechin. Hondi chalamando amar b'nei Yisrael ne'arachin ve'inov n'cham ne'arachin. This makes sense if you say that a guy can make a vow, but he can't be evaluated. Like we said yesterday. Not like we said yesterday. Rabbi Yehuda. This drasha makes sense according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a non-Jew cannot be evaluated against what we said yesterday. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Yachalo yumayrichin. You might think that a goy can also not make a vow of erichin. Tamalomar ish. So we see that a goy can make a vow of erichin. So not only can a goy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not only can a goy make a vow of erichin, even a 12-year-old can. So shapir. So we could say the extra word ish comes to include that even a 12-year-old boy can do it. Says the Gemara, Ela laman damar, but according to Rabbi Meir, who we quoted yesterday, Bnei Yisrael ma'arichin ve'en ovi kol ma'arichin, that a goy is not allowed to make a vow of erichin. Yachalo yu nerachin. You might think that they can't be a vow of tamalom or ish. Ish teaches me that the ish that it says that a goy can be included in erichin. So but wait a second. I feel tino ben chodesh baruchehu. So then it doesn't make sense to include a 12-year-old, because the halach is by erichin, if you're going to be evaluated, even a 1-month-old guy, non-Jewish baby is included in erichin. So what do I need a pasuk to teach me that a 12-year-old can be evaluated if I already know that a 1-month-old non-Jew? So kiafli lamali. So ish kiafli lamali. Why do I need the extra word ish? Answers the Gemara. Amar vadabar ava la'asuye ovi kachavim gadol. Da'af al-gav de gadol hu, ve'eni yodeh lahaflos, even a guy who does not understand the darim, if he's above the age of 13, his arachin, his arachin does not count. Ovichon gadol, da'af al-gav de gadol hu, ve'eni yodeh lahaflos, since he does not know who Nidarim Godus, even if he is 13, it comes to exclude that person. You got to be an ish. You got to be somebody who understands it. And if the guy does not understand it, so then he's excluded. He cannot make a vow. You might have thought since he's over bar mitzvah, so he can. So. But the halach is, no, the extra word ish says, even if he understands. Amar Rav Barava, the ish lasuye, lasuye is weird. The word lasuye usually means to include. Here it means to include in the exclusion. To exclude in the exclusion, over kachavim gadol, the afagav the gadol who, ain't a yodea lahaflos. Since he does not understand, he is excluded. He's excluded from Erechim. Even though a Yisrael who's over bar mitzvah, even if he does not know to whom you make nedarim, his nether would be a nether, but a guy, his nether is not a nether. His nether is not a nether, even if he's over bar mitzvah. Even though usually a guy's nether is a nether if he's over bar mitzvah. But by erichin we say a guy's erichin is not erichin, but by nedarim we say that his neder is a neder over bar mitzvah. So, but if a guy doesn't know to whom nedarim really apply, so then his neder is not a neder. Ask the Gemara. Fine. Now we got rid of the word ish. What about the word kiyafli? Says the Gemara. Ela kiyafli because Rabban Agabi Naziris Lamali. What do we learn from the words kiyafli by nazir? Michti, ha'iskish naziris l'nedarim. We have a hekesh that compares neder to naziris. So it says, kiyafli by nedarim. So kiyafli by naziris l'amali. Why do I need the extra words kiyafli in naziris? We could already learn it from the kiyafli that it says by erchin, or some say by nedarim. Answers the Gemara, lasuye yadayim she'en mochichos. This comes to include the halacha that yadayim she'en mochichos, we had this in the Dharam. What's yadayim she'en mochichos? A guy, there's a nazir walking in front of a person, and a person says, aha, I want to be like him. You don't say, ehye nadir, nazir. You say, aha. So, kiyafli teaches me that Yadayim Shein Mochichos is not a good enough Kabbalah. We have Machlokas, Ditma, Yadayim Shein Mochichos, Abayi Amar Havni Yadayim. Abayi says it is a good Kabbalah. Rava Amar Lo Havni Yadayim. Rava says no, that's not going to be a good Kabbalah. La Abaye Nicha. So according to Abaye, who says Yadayim Shein Mochichos, so ish kiyafli, so I said it wrong before. Yadayim shein mochichos, I don't know, I thought kiyafli would imply that yadayim shein mochichos does not work, but the Gemara seems to say the opposite. We'll see in a second. La abaye nicha, abaye holds the yadayim shein mochichos is good enough. It's good enough, and we learn from kiyafli. So la abaye nicha, according to abaye, who says ish kiyafli comes to include, even yadayim shein mochichos is going to work. Ish kiyafu. Ela l'ravo, all that means doesn't work. Michael and Mamre, so what's kiyafu going to teach me? So the Gemara doesn't like this. So the Gemara says, let's get a different drasha. Ela kiyafu mibayle l'chid Rabbi Tarfon. Kiyafu we need for the halacha of Rabbi Tarfon. See, here it's working in the right direction. Desanya, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum, Rabbi Tarfon, ein echad mehan nazli vishon nid nazir sel lafla. Remember the case that we had back on Daf Lamed Beis, about 30 Daf ago, exactly 30 Daf ago. What was the case? Two guys are walking along the road and they see somebody walking towards them. And one guy says, I'm a Nazir if that's Kamenetsky. And the other guy says, I'm a Nazir if that's not Kamenetsky. So we had a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said they're both Nazir, and Beis Hillel said only the guy who ends up being right is a Nazir. And Rabbi Tarfon said, Ain echad mehem nazir. Neither of them is a nazir. Lefi shelonim nazirus elafla, because nazirus is only if you're very, very clear that you know for sure what you're saying. Kiyafli teaches me that you need as precise language. And here, neither of them actually knew who it was, and therefore, neither of them are a nazir. Says the Gemara, honey, chalei Rabbi Tarfon, el rabban make them. What about according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? They disagree with that halacha. So what do they do with kiyafli? Says the Gemara, ella. We use kilafi for the following brisa. Heter nedarim parchin ba'avir. We know that hataras nedarim is floating in airspace. Hataras nedarim. The fact that you can go to a chacham to get rid of your neder. This happened to me yesterday. So we're having a lot of company for Pesach. And one of the couples that we're having for Pesach, they have a custom in their family not to eat kibrukst. Okay, they don't eat kibrukst. Very nice. But not only don't they eat kibrukst, but they won't eat any food that's cooked on kibrukst pots. So in the Kamenetsky home, we also have people who don't eat kibrukst, but some of our relatives, so we always make some of the meals not kibrukst or some of the food not kibrukst, but they won't even eat the non-kibrukst food that my wife made because it comes from kalim that had kibrukst. So this young man who's coming to our house, his Rebbe is Rabbi Simon. So he went to Rabbi Simon from Rai. Rabbi Simon said, no problem, let's be matir neder. A minig is like a neder. A minig has the status of a neder. Had this person known that he was going to be invited to the Kamenetsky house and they were going to be cooking on gebrukst pots, had they known, so he never would have accepted the neder. You could be matir neder, meaning not to be matir neder to eat kibrukst. No, they're going to still not eat kibrukst, but he's going to be matir neder that he's not even going to eat from kibrukst pots. So had they known that, they never would have taken the neder, and therefore Rabbi Simon was matir neder for this young man. Ella, says the Gemara, head to the door, park of Africa. Where do you get this idea that you can go to a chacham and a chacham be matir neder? It never says explicitly in the Torah. Ve'en l'mamash yismochu. So there's no explicit pasuk. The Gemara learns it out in Chagiga Daf Yud Amud Aleph that the Chacham have a drasha lo yachel devaro. Your words cannot go out l'chulin. Aval acherin mochlum lo. Lo yachel devaro. Your words cannot be violated, but others, a Chacham, a Bezdin, can get rid of your words. So Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Yesh Lam Amash Yismochu. No, we have a pasuk. Shenemar, Ish Kiyafli, Kiyafli Shtei Pamim. It says the words kiyafli twice. Echad hafla l'iser. One of them is that when you're mafli, when you designate your words, so you create an iser. Vechad hafla l'heter. And if you go to a chacham and you explain that had you known the impact of your words, you explain to him explicitly, you never would have taken the nether. So there's one kiyafli that's matter the nether. You're mefarish the nether to the chacham in a place where you regret it. So that kiyafli comes to erase the nether. So this is the source of Rabbi Lezer. Okay, next, Mishnah. Now, in the last Mishnah, we talked about how there's a strictness by Nashim that doesn't exist by Avadim. So now we're going to go the other way. Or actually, no. We said before, what was the last Mishnah? There was a strictness by Goyim. What was the last Mishnah? Goyim. There's a strictness by Goyim that didn't exist by... Right, Chomer. No, we said... Chomer b'nashim b'avadim. I'm sorry, I said it right the first time. It was a Chomer by women that the husband can force, that the husband can't force his wife to drink wine, but he can force a master can force his eved to drink wine. So now we're going to learn another way around. Chomer b'avadim b'nashim. There's also a strictness by your eved Kanani, who's mekabel on himself in Darman Aziris, mi b'nashim. Shehu mefer nidre ishto. The husband can be mefer, the nedarim of his wife, but an adon, a master, ve'eno mefer neder avdo. A master cannot be mefer the eved's nether. The eved stays there. He can force him to drink, to violate the nether, but he can't get rid of the nether. What's going to be the nafkamina? So let's say the master changes his mind. So the master says, I want you to drink wine because you're going to get weak. So you can force him to drink wine. But then let's say after that, he says, no. Now I change my mind. I don't need you to drink wine anymore. The line of work that you're doing now, wine will be helpful to you. You don't need. So then the nether is back in place. But by your wife, once you get rid of the nether, it's gone. Right? It's gone forever. Or let's say the master then frees the slave. He frees him. The master frees the slave. So now the nether is back in place, but by the woman. So once the husband gets rid of it, so it's forever. It's forever. Says the Mishnah, Chom ba'avadim b'minashim, shu mefer nidrei ishto, the husband can get rid of his wife's nedarim, and even if the husband, let's say, backs out, he changes his mind. He gets rid of his wife's nedarim. And then 3 days later, he says, you know what? I think it was better for you to have them done. Too late. Once you got rid of it, it's gone. But by the master, if he changed his mind, so then it's back in place. So that's a chomer. Ba'avadim mi b'nashim. Shu mefer nidrei ishto, ve'eno mefer nidrei avdo. Says the Mishnah, another strictness that we have by Avadim more than by Nashim. Hefer le'ishto. Hefer olamis. If you're mefer for your wife, it's forever. Hefer la'avdo. Yatza l'cheirus. Umashlam nizirusa. If he's mefer for the Eved, it doesn't work. It's not batal. Yatza l'cheirus. If he goes out free. Mashlim Naziruso. So he's got to complete the Nazirus that he accepted. Says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Lama Rabo Kofo L'Nazirus Avalo L'Nadar M'L'Erechin. Why is the master allowed to force his slave to violate his Nazirus? But if he takes a regular Nether or Erechin, the master cannot force him to not observe that. I'm sorry. I read it wrong. This should really say lema rabo kofo. To what is the master allowed to force him? Says the Gemara l'naziris. For naziris, he's allowed to force him. Avalo l'nedarim l'erchem, but he cannot force him to violate nedarim or erchem. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Ma'ishna gabi nazir damarach mana less or yisrael nafsho b'misha nafsho knuyolo yatsa evich ein nafsho knuyolo. By Naziris, since he's not in his own Rishus, the Eved Kanani, so the master can force him to violate it. So why can't by a nether the same thing? He doesn't own his own rights. It says, Lesar Yisrael Nafsho, this pasuk is by Nadarim. So you should say the same thing. It's the same pasuk should apply to Nadarim as well. Answers the Gemara. Amrav Sheshes Chacham Ha'eskin God Shahaya Eshkol She'anav Munach Lefanav. He has a cluster of grapes right in front of him. Look, I'll be Nadarim, Nechi Mitzvah Bahai, Lo Mitzvah Bahachrine. He's only asking himself in this cluster of grapes. But all other grapes in the world, the guy can eat. Let him go get other grapes. So Lo Matzi Kavalei. So the master can't say, oh, if you don't eat these grapes, you're not going to be a good slave for me. You're not going to be strong enough. You're going to ask on you some other grapes. Just go to Gourmet Glatt and get some more grapes. You only ask for these grapes. Kabin Naziris, but if you accept upon yourself a Nazir, that means you can't eat any grapes in the whole world. The Chimitzer Bahai, it's a Bechulu. So if you're asking yourself, you're not only asking yourself in one cluster of grapes, it's all grapes. So Matzi Kavalei. So then you could force him. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? V'gavi nadar milo askina deleka el ha'yeshkol. Maybe that's the only grapes that he has. Dilo achilei. Cholish. If he doesn't eat them, he's going to be weak. And he's not going to be able to perform his service. So why can't the master uproot that? El amarava kigon shayachartz in munach lefanam. They all he had were grape seeds in front of him. Which is not the minute to eat so much. Gavi nadarim b'hayhu demitzar lo matzi kafilei. It's just he's asking on these seeds, and therefore it's not going to help the master that much. He could eat anything else. So in Matzikafle, the master can't force him. Kabi Nazir, it's our Nami Ba'achrini, but by Nazir, where he's also ushering other seeds and grapes, Matzikafle. So the master can force him to violate the Naziris. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Kabi Nadarim, Milo asking the Lech Elah Echatz, and maybe that's the only seed that he has. If he doesn't eat these seeds, he's going to be weak. So why can't the master force him? That's the only food he has. Why can't the master force him to violate his nether? Elam Rabbaye, Lama Rabot Sarach, Sarach Lekfoso, Lenaziris Ain Sarach Lekfoso. Abaye says, it doesn't mean that you're right, that the master is allowed. Elam Rabot Sarach Lekfoso, Lenaziris. Dafka by Naziris, he has to force him to violate it. And if he doesn't force him to violate it, he's gonna have to fulfill the Naziris. Ve'ein sarach l'kfosim in Nedarim. But in Nedarim, it's the opposite. The nether, it's not chal at all, even without the Adam. Ve'eino sarach l'kfosim l'shvua. And similarly, if he makes a shvua, it's not chal at all. So just the Gemara Abaye says the opposite. That by Naziris, it's going to be chal if the master doesn't get rid of it. But by Nedarim and Shvuas, it's not even chal in the first place. Why is that? My time. Why is an Eved not able to accept upon himself Nedarim and Shvuas at all? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "O nefesh ki sevav v'temzayim lahara o lehitiv." Ma hatava rishus, a nether is only chal on something that's optional for you. Just like when it comes to saying, "I will do something," it's got to be something optional. Af hara rishus, so too when I'm swearing not to do something, it's got to be something optional. When I swear I'm not going to eat this, yotza lahara lacherim she'ina rishus biyado. But if a person says, I'm swearing off on something that's going to affect somebody else. So if your master needs you to be able to eat, so if you say you're not going to eat, so then that's not going to be chal in the first place. So we have a special pasuk that says, if what you're saying is going to affect somebody else by neder and shvua, lahara olehitiv, it doesn't apply. But by Naziris, it would have applied had we not had this, by Naziris, the master has to get rid of it, otherwise it would be chal. So that's why the master has to specifically get rid of it. Okay, final Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Avar mikineged panav, if the slave runs away from his master, and he accepted Naziris, and the master didn't get rid of it. Right? Rav Meir Omer, lo yishta. But Meir says he's no longer under the right. I'm sorry. So what's the case here? An Eved, Eved Kanani took upon himself a neder in his ears, and the master said, "You're working for me, so you got to drink wine." But now he ran away. So Rabbi Meir Omer Lo Yishta. Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir says he can't drink wine since he's no longer, while he was under the rishus of the Adon, he had to drink wine and violate his Nazirus because he needed it for, the master has a right to get rid of it from him. But once he ran away, he's not working anyway for the master. So now the Nazirus goes back into place. The fact that the Adon said, sorry, you have to violate the Nazirus, no longer applies because he's not working for him. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yishte. Rabbi Yossi says, no. He has to still drink wine. Maybe he'll come back. He has to still drink wine. He says, Gemara, Lema bin Shmuel came from me. Let's say that they're arguing about the din of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Hamafker after Yotzel Lecheris, Ein Tzar Ket Shichur. A person who makes his Eved Hefker. So the Eved goes out Lecheris, and he does not need a special document to get rid of him. He's gotten rid of automatically. The Rav Meir is the Shmuel. So Rav Meir says, once he runs away, it's like he's out of the Adon's Rishus. Just like if the Adam, if the master would be mafker him, you don't need a special document to free him. The hefker gets rid of him. So too, running away accomplishes the same thing as hefker. Rabbi Yossi less like the Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says he still works for the guy even without it. You need to get shechur. If there's no get shechur, he's still his slave, and therefore he has to drink wine. He's allowed to drink wine. Says Gemara Lo, to kuleyam isle the Shmuel. Everyone agrees that a master who makes his eved hefker, he goes out free. Ella, Manda Amar Yishter, Rabbi Yossi says, you drink Savar, Sof Sof Meheder Hadar, V'Asi Gabe. He's going to come back. Lishtei Chamra. So since he might come back, he's got to continue to drink wine so he stays strong. Kihechad Lo Likchash, so that he shouldn't get weak. Ulamanda Amar Lo Yishter, but Rabbi Meir says he doesn't drink Savar. Lehevelet Sara. Kihechad Lo Hadar Gabe. Better he shouldn't drink wine. He should be in pain, so that he should come back. That should be a motivation that he should come back to his master. By not drinking wine, he's going to be in pain, so that will force him to come back to his master where he's supposed to be, because when he's with the master, he's allowed to drink wine. So the fact that we say when he's not there, let's tell him, don't drink wine then, so we will put the ned and his ears back on you as a way of motivating you that you should want to come back to your master.
But isn't he, once he's out, isn't he completely free according to what the Mishnah said?
Right. So it's a penalty to Rabbanon. Right. Even again, no, everyone agrees to Shmuel. No, Joe. Everyone agrees to Shmuel who said, no, you're right. Everyone agrees to Shmuel who says that really Hefker by itself would be Motzian.
Right.
And Yish is Hefker, but here we're talking about where the Adon did not, didn't give up hope from him. Okay. He didn't give up hope from him. So everyone agrees he does not go out free, but the machlokas is whether or not, anyway, we tell him not to drink. So he's still part of, and we want him to have the pain, so that'll come back. That was according to the second opinion. Rabbi Yossi said, sorry, Rabbi Meir said, it's better for the master in this case that he should not drink, because even though he's, so according to the one who says he's still, maybe he'll come back, so that we understand. So he should drink to keep himself strong. But Rabbi Meir says, even the master in this case would prefer that he not be allowed to drink, so that should be a motivation to cause him to come back. He'll be in pain that he can't drink. He should come back so that he should get to drink again. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Who do you contact?
Thank you so much.